Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Angela Loeb. Thanks for joining me on this broadcast of Be Radiant Radio. You know, years ago, I developed a leadership course that I still occasionally get to teach for the University of Texas and the Center for Professional Education. And each time I teach it, I kick off the program with a section about the power of demeanor. And that section contains several exercises about attitude. Students always agree that they can't be inspiring leaders to others unless they're feeling inspired themselves. And as leaders, they are influential. People notice and emulate. They copy their examples, good or bad. But you don't have to be a leader to be influential and influence others, especially with your attitude. You know, you're constantly influencing others whether you mean to or not. And that's because your attitude is really at work there, constantly influencing them. Have you ever walked into a room with people laughing and then you notice yourself starting to smile? You didn't know what they were laughing about, but you suddenly felt lifted up. You just suddenly felt a smile on your face. Or maybe you've also walked into a room, maybe this has happened to you, where people are sitting around, they're talking quietly or maybe not at all, or they're talking in these hushed tones, and the thought crosses your mind, man, what happened? Is there a crisis happening? Did someone die? I mean, the first exercise that we do in the class, it's really designed to explore this negative and positive, this power of demeanor, both negative and positive. I call the exercise, the first exercise that we do, Attitude is Contagious. And it's really easy. There's two parts of the exercise. We break people apart and they talk about this. But if you're listening to this, just really reflect on the questions, these two major questions and then some sub-questions with them. But the first question or the first thing that you want to do in this is to just to think about a time or describe a time when yours or someone else's negative attitude negatively influence the mood of another person or a whole group. So you're in a group and something's happened and it's negative, or a person comes up and really just starts to snipe or to complain, and then everybody starts to snipe and complain. What think of a time that has happened. What was the mood? What was the attitude? What happened and what was the result? Then the next part of this exercise, Attitude is Contagious exercise, is describe or think about a time when yours or someone else's positive attitude positively influenced the mood of another person or of the whole group. So what was the mood and the attitude? What happened? What was the result? Now, the next exercise that we do in our program, and I would suggest you think about this too, it's really kind of more of a discussion when we're in the class. And though I do challenge the participants, like I want to challenge you right now, to write this down. It's super easy. I call it Take Care of Your Internal Landscape. And that's because I call it that because, remember, we've just established that your attitude is contagious. So because of that, it's best to take care of your internal landscape before it shapes your external landscape. So basically, what you do in this really easy exercise is just list three ways that you are regularly inspired, or what you will do to become more inspired personally. So what do you do to shift your attitude so that you can shape your external landscape, or shift your attitude inside, so then therefore, of course, it transmits to the external landscape. That's it. That's the exercise. What three things would you put on your list? For me, there are several things I like to do. The number one thing is really quick, it's easy, and it's usually free to do this, and that is listen to music. It's an instant mood changer for me when I listen to a song that is up-tempo or has inspiring lyrics. I also get a big boost from nature, whether it's taking a brisk walk outside or just standing for a few minutes where I can see trees, the sky, natural scenery. It helps to shift my mental state when I notice what's happening in nature, especially if I can hear it too, like the birds and that sort of thing. I mean, it's really cool. And it's what it is it's getting you outside of the normal day-to-day shuffle and routine. I work a lot on my computer, so doing something like that really helps. And if I have time to use walking to adjust my attitude, it's great because it really helps me think. And if I'm stressed or upset, the energy of that stress leaves my body after I walk even just a short distance for a few minutes. I have a few other things I like to do, like reading or watching inspiring stories. And journaling, I often find myself doing pep talks, writing out a pep talk when I journal. Love also reading and sharing wise quotes. Feel good when I can pass that along. And here's one good thing that I added to my list after a participant in one of those classes that I teach years ago. He was a student, and he suggested this. He told us that he likes to read a certain poem to keep himself inspired. He said he keeps it pinned up in his cubicle at work so he can find it readily when he needs it, and he reads it and reminds himself. It's called The Guy in the Glass. No, he's made sure to clarify to us that it's not the Michael Jackson song Man in the Mirror. But admittedly, if you read, when you hear this poem, because I'm going to read it to you, the meaning is kind of similar. Anyway, it was written by Dale Wimbrow in 1934, and it's certainly a good one, good enough to share, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass it along so you can enjoy it too. Here's how it goes. Oh, and real quick, before I recite this poem, I want to point out that the author uses a word that's unusual in the first line. At first, I thought it was a typo, but it's not. It's a real word. The word is pelf, P as in Paul, E as in elephant, L, F as in Frank, pelf, which according to Google means money, especially when gained in a dishonest or dishonorable way. Okay, yeah, we got a vocabulary word of the day here. Okay, but here's the poem, The Guy in the Glass. When you get what you want and your struggle for pelf, and the world makes you a king for a day, then go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that guy has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass, whose verdict counts most in your life, is the guy staring back from the glass. He's the fella to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end, and you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend. He may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. You can fool the world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartaches and tears if you've cheated the guy in the glass. All right, do you feel inspired? I hope so. It's a fun poem. Good one. Well, we may not be able to control the circumstances that occur all around us day to day, but we can certainly control our response to and our attitude about them. So how will you tap into the power of demeanor? Do so. Do it. And when you tap in, you'll be tapping into your greatness. Isn't that excellent? Well, that's the program for today. So much. Thank you so much. That is all we have, but thank you so much for tuning in. Before I go, I have a quick reminder. You can reach out to me through my website, and I want to have a reminder that there is going to be some links. I have a link to this poem if you would like to read it again or hear it again. I also have a link to the Wikipedia page about the author. It's kind of interesting to read about him, too, from 1930s when he wrote this poem. So if you want to learn about me, you'll see my link, too. You can reach me through my About page, which is you can just use angeloloeb.com to find me and learn about my programs and services if you're interested. But that's all I have for you today. And thanks for tuning in. And until next time, like I always say, keep on shining like you're meant to.